Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. It is very close, if not 2010. Where did the decade go? Anyway, tonight I decided to do a pre-recorded show with Kelly Rosano, who is, we'll be discussing the astrology of 2010 and the cardinal consciousness. Kelly is a speaker, author, astrologer, and professional coach. She has a full service since 1995. Kelly has a passion for coaching people with their business background, and she enjoys executive coaching, business coaching, and leadership coaching. She is a relationship expert, and yes, we will be talking about that tonight, who enjoys relationship coaching and personal life coaching. Kelly has been doing astrology reading and is very intuitive for over 40 years. She has a unique way of doing her practice by combining astrology with coaching, giving her the edge up on other coaches. She has an interpretation chart of thousands of people and currently holds national and international clientele. Her website is kellyrosano.com, which is KellyRosano.com. And Kelly, welcome to 2010.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
Hello, 2010.
It's been, the last decade has been fast and furious with a lot of changes. Astrology-wise, it's been a bumpy road the last 9 years, and especially this last year, there's been a lot of people saying, "I'm so glad it's over." Me included.
Yeah,
but
it
was a good learning period. I will say that I learned a lot, so I'm not regretting it at all. But there is a big change coming up, isn't there, in 2010?
Yeah, you know, if you look at the 90s in comparison to this last decade, the first decade here, you know, the 90s were so much easier than this first decade. And this next decade that's upon us is going to be even more powerful and intense than this last 10 that we've been through.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well
there really isn't any bad way, is there? There's really just, the only thing you can really expect is change, but, and it always depends on how people, you know, have the perception they have with what's going on. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what we really should be expecting?
Well, I would say that, you know, good or bad, whenever, you know, a client says that to me when I, you know, I'm in session and I give an aspect or something and they say, is that good or bad? You're usually referring to, will I like it or not like it?
Yes.
Yeah. And so let's just say that, like, the distinction between this last decade and the 90s being much more requiring of us.
A nice term.
This next decade will indeed be much more requiring of us. You know, there's two things that are going on. Is one, we have this very intense astrology that actually was given birth to in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a baby in the 60s, this whole hippie generation and anti-war and free love and women's liberation and gay liberation and human liberation and, you know, so we were giving birth to everything in the 60s, and now, you know, 40, 50 years later, it's about taking that birth and taking it to the next level. And, you know, so we've got that going on, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But then also we have something else that's quite unique that's happening at this time, is we're actually, Earth is ascending, and we're entering fifth dimension. And as we enter fifth dimension, we are balancing out and finishing up third dimensional karma. 3D karma, 3D consciousness. So actually what's happening is we're ending a Kali Yuga, which is a 26,000-year cycle. And so if you take, like, as we enter the age of Aquarius, which is happening now, which is, we won't officially be in the age of Aquarius for a couple hundred more years. We're the forerunners. But they're overlapping. And so each precession of each sign, we're in Pisces right now, we're moving to Aquarius, and then from Aquarius we'll move into Capricorn. It takes about, 2,500 years to do all that, and when you do all 12 signs, it's 26,000 years. So all of us at this time, and this is why it's so hard and intense for folks, is we are all balancing 26,000 years of karma, and we came in to finish up third dimensional relationships, third dimensional living, third dimensional belief systems, ideologies. We came in to finish it. And so some people are finishing it, and some people are not, passing their tests and are repeating that third dimensional karma. They won't be able to stay with Earth in their next life because Earth is ascending and only fifth dimensional beings will be able to be here or higher. And so they'll get to go to another planet that looks like planet Earth and continue on the third dimensional karma, which has to do with, love, hate, war, wanting to have war, greed, drama, being addicted to drama, duality. That's all third dimensional karma. So the folks that are very much married to that, they'll have an opportunity to go to another planet that looks like Earth and continue on in their lessons in third dimensional karma. So it's intense for us now, and it's requiring of us now because we are finishing up. And as we rise in vibration and we rise in frequency, it is not comfortable. This growth is uncomfortable. And then you put the astrology on top of it, which is enormous. This astrology that we have, this Pluto, Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, which we're calling the cardinal consciousness, is so transformational because these are the major players of astrology, and they've come in here to change all the systems. And that's another reason why things are so tough for us, is because all the systems that are in place now are not working. They're broken. Our government doesn't even work for us. Healthcare doesn't work for us. Education's not working for us. You could just name them. Like, name something, and we'd say, well, how's that working for us? And so, we have to change the fundamental core foundation in all of the systems. And that's, that's part of what this astrology is, will we choose peace or war? Will we choose community or consumerism? We've been so driven, and then look at Christmas, it's all about buying, purchasing, buying, purchasing, buying, purchasing. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're consumer economy, and right. Yet the bankers, the criminals, the bankers, charging us 25% interest rates on our credit cards, it's just ridiculous. And it comes down to choosing love or fear. And so we have to redefine ourselves, and the United States government is bankrupt. We don't have any money, and we're paying now for two wars. We're paying all this money out, and that, I think, in 2010 is going to come to a head. And what I'm telling folks is, be out of the stock market by May of 2010. Because mm-hmm. right now we're in the bubble. Right now we've got the Magical Mystery Tour, which is Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron has been on since a year ago. So since December, January of 2008, the Magical Mystery Tour, Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron have been conjunct. And this is a very special conjunction that hasn't mm-hmm. happened in tens of thousands of years. And it's going on right now. Well, it's just starting to separate. Jupiter is just starting to separate right now. And that's going to lift off. And that's kind of had us in this bubble. and it's lifted up the stock market, and it's given these people this false sense of security, like the economy's getting better, and, mm-hmm. you know, and that things aren't so bad, and that's going to fade off, and then we're going to face the grumpy old men. I call them the henchmen of the zodiac, Pluto and Saturn, you know, because they're killers. And they're coming.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they're on right now, actually. But what I mean by coming is they're coming in a way with Uranus in end of May and June of 2000, and there's not going to be any bubble. There isn't going to be, you know, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune to lift us up. I think that's going to be kind of, you know, a time where, you know, we have to reform things. The problem with what's happening in the United States of America is you have a government that is spending like crazy right now, and the very, you know, some of the very senators making these policies are in the pockets. They're owned by Wall Street. So mm-hmm. New York owns Washington, and New York it's like why they can't get anything done with health care, because the insurance companies own the Senate. They pay everybody off, and
right.
so they're blocking everything. And so the same thing with the banking and the bankers. You know, so we need to change our policy with our Senate. It's like I don't even know if we need a Senate really. And you know, if we do decide to keep a Senate, we need to limit how much money these guys can get from these PAC groups, from these
right.
lobbyists, because they're in there blocking all the reforms, and that's why nothing gets done. Or what gets done is like a joke. You know, like they
yeah.
went in and they did something for the credit card companies. Well, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but years ago, banks could not charge more than 12% over prime.
Right.
It was illegal. If you charged anybody 12% more than prime, you broke the law. Now they still can charge anything they want. So, you know, it's like a joke. And so,
yeah.
it has to change. And, you know, that's not going to be uncomfortable for, I mean, that's not going to be comfortable for us.
Well, it seems like, I mean, definitely the U.S. definitely needs a total reform on many of their systems. And I found it interesting that when we were talking before that, and I've read this many places, that the U.S. chart is Cancer, and now Pluto is opposite sign of Capricorn. So that's really going to push that bubble out of the way and say, okay, it's time to heads up, look at what you're doing, and redo what is not working, which is pretty much everything. So I found it very interesting that there is now Saturn and Uranus is hitting the party, so it's like you said, the big boys are coming to town.
Yeah. Now, if you look at the birth chart of America, Pluto is actually on its return, because in the birth chart of America, Pluto is in Capricorn and Saturn is in Libra. In the birth chart of America, July 4th, 1776, Pluto is at 27 degrees Capricorn and Saturn is at almost 15 degrees Libra. And Saturn is in Libra right now, and Pluto is in Capricorn right now. And so we are experiencing our Saturn return and our Pluto return over the next next few years with Saturn, and the, over the next 15 years with Pluto, because he's so far out, he takes the longest. As
right.
well as the fact that our Venus, Jupiter, and Sun, are in, Venus, Jupiter, Sun, and Mercury are in Cancer, being squared by Saturn, transiting Saturn, transiting Pluto, and transiting Uranus. And so...
Run for the hills?
Well, it's more of, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. You know,
right.
The chickens have come home to roost. And really, again, looking at the government that we have founded and what we originally intended... And where we are now. And where we are now is so far off the charts, off the map, in comparison to what our original intention was as America, as a free nation,
mm-hmm.
a free people, and really to serve the middle class. And since Reagan, and I don't know if you had a chance to see, I know some people don't like him, but I like him. Michael Moore, Capitalism, A Love Story.
Yes.
And, you know, how everything has been declining since Reagan.
Yes.
Because Reagan came in and destroyed workers' rights. Reagan came in and did the deregulation. And that's what began with the bankers, insurance companies, everybody becoming investors now. And just, you know, they're basically criminals, you know, and doing these derivatives and all these different types of formulas that has basically wrecked our economy. And, you know, so it goes back to that. And so now, you know, we're in a cycle where it is about, you know, reforming these things and changing these things. And it's not going to come easy because these guys, they don't want to give up power. They're not going to give up power easily.
So that's really happening in, that's going to start in May and June, correct?
It's on right now. Like Pluto and Saturn are squaring right now. So that's part of the, you know, people so scared about money and, well, look at the jobs, you know, I mean.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know, is when they say, oh, 10% unemployment, just double the number. Because whenever the government gives you a number, you can always double it. Especially the numbers they give you about how many people died in Iraq or over in Afghanistan is you can just triple those numbers.
Why are you talking about the war? Do you see the war? Is there anything within the charts or anything seeing a slowdown of the war? Or do you see it progressing even further?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. It's not that I see it progressing because we're going to run out of money. You know, these wars are trillions of dollars, and we're $12 trillion in debt right now. And, you know, so, you know, I think what, you know, is something that we're going to have to really look at is what we're doing there and why we have to be an empire all over the world. We are in over 150 countries militarily right now.
But we have to rescue all of them. Don't you know that?
We need to rescue our people. We need
yes,
to rescue America. We need our troops here. We need to be building our communities. We need to be putting that money back in our economy. We need to be taking care of our people. I don't know why we're in Germany. They are no threat. Or why we're in Japan. They are no threat. And so we need to evaluate and look at what our values are, who we are as a people, and, you know, where we want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, because we can't just keep spending money that we don't have, and we're paying billions of dollars in interest to borrow.
Right.
So that we can have these, you know, crazy wars and, you know, that's just my humble opinion. Obviously, you can tell I'm not pro-war.
No. But the other thing is, speaking of the military, does the military have a separate kind of chart?
Well, the military would fall in the sixth house of our natal government chart, you know, and I'm pro-military. I'm just not pro-war.
Of course, I was just wondering if there was something in the sixth house that was, you know, kind of shifting a little bit, so even the military is re-looking at how they're handling things in such a way to really change it in a more positive way. Like they're saying, you know, it's time to really pull out. This is like they did in Vietnam and say, we're not going to win this thing. Let's just pull out. I mean, is there anything that indicates that our wise military people are going to really get a clue on exactly what is really going on?
You know, that's a good, you know, I don't, you know, it's more, it comes down to money and business, you know, if you follow
right.
the money, because the engines of war are driven by the companies that, you know, make the weapons.
Right,
and profit
so they
the most.
Me. Right.
And so that's why I'm saying it's going to be an economic
right.
logistic strategy that ends it. Because, you know, like the Halliburtons and the Blackwater and the, you know, the Raytheons and all the companies that make trillions of dollars, billions of dollars off of our activities in these countries, they don't want it to stop. They're interested.
Right.
Let's keep going, baby.
So in some ways, if there's anyone connected with that that's listening, things will be the same at least. It might be switching. So I'm just trying to see, is there any happy news in this regard? Other than the fact that, you know, total reform of all these systems is always a blessing, but we also know there's always chaos before and during the reform. That's just the way it is. So what are some of the positive things that you're seeing around for next year?
Well, one of the very positive things that's happening is there's going to be a conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus. And that is going to be a very positive happening. And that will last for a year. It's going to be like someone took a new computer chip and put it in our brains. Our brains are about to be stepped up for the new reality, the new multidimensionalness. And this new advanced brain wiring is going to increase your telepathy.
Which is so much fun.
Yes, it is. Your understanding, your new mental powers, your psychic abilities. Jupiter into Aries, that starts next May as well. Uranus and Neptune in Pisces will empower us to process information at a rapid speed. See? And so regardless of what's going on in the world, you know, one of the things I have to remind myself all the time is there's always going to be war because there's always folks that want war. The only reason we have war is because there's people that want it.
Right.
But even though that's going on, that doesn't mean we can't create our own world and be happy in it. And prosper and be successful and thrive.
Okay. I just want to throw in this question. I was telling somebody that you were going to be on, and you're just kind of like stepping right into a question. You've answered it. And she was saying, and she was asking, if she sees something that is being created in the world, and she doesn't want it really created within her own world, since we all are manifesting our own stories and own reality, in a sense, how can she get out of what everybody, the mass consciousness, in a sense, is creating? Is there a way that she can kind of develop or make something else happen?
Is it absolutely. Absolutely. Because the law of attraction is always working. And so, you know, is because I'm an astrologer, I have to know what's going on in the world because of the work I do. And that's one of the wonderful things about astrology is we're the only science, craft, art, that can track what's happening now back to the 60s, back to 1860, back to, you know, thousands of years ago, so that we can look at, okay, that was going on then, what's going to happen now. However, I don't let it get to me. Like, I don't focus on the war. I don't focus on the negativity. I don't even watch the news. I watch it on PBS because it's much more educational and it doesn't throw fear at you. I highly recommend not participating in it. So in other words, the best way for us to take care of ourselves is to not deny that it's going on, but to not give it your energy and to call for a solution. So the law of attraction is always working. See, this is why the anti-war didn't work in the 60s, because there's no such thing as no in attraction-based universe.
Exactly.
Everything means yes, come to me. And so when we say, I'm against this, or I'm not against anything. So when people ask me, I say I'm not into war. I'm pro-peace, okay, because I'm already in the fifth dimension, and I don't believe we can solve our problems through hitting people with the same energy they hit us or fighting them. And so, you know, for all of us, we want to be focusing on what we want and what we want to create. And that's what I do is, in my world, I focus on what I want and what I want to create. even though I'm not literally seeing it physically in the world, I'm focusing on peace, prosperity, and the advancement of the middle class. So if you're praying for that, if you're saying to the universe, wow, I really don't like seeing, you know, all those horrible things going on in Africa. I would love to see those folks, you know, prosper and get healthy. Boom. Mm-hmm. You are sending love and light in there, and it's already changing it.
Yes.
It's already changing it. We are co-creating the future together. It's not cut in stone. We are creating it with our own energy, because you are energy, I am energy, and the astrology maps are energy patterns in motion. That's all it is. It's like a weather map. It's saying, you know, the happy henchmen are here, Saturn and Pluto, and they're going to chop the heads off the power elite, the banker elites, and the political elites, and the media elites. Their intention is to empower us, you see. Is Creator wants for us to be the millionaires.
Right.
Because the more prosperous we are, the more we can help others.
Exactly.
And so we want to, even though we know these negative things are going on, we don't want to give it our power.
No, we don't. Not at all.
And so for my experience, the best way to navigate through it is to focus on what you want and focus on loving you, taking care of you, okay? You know, this is very important now, because these are going to be challenging years ahead for all of us, and they're going to be requiring of us, and you're going to need the strongest body you can wear. And so, doing Pilates, doing yoga, running, jogging, all of it, eating really well, giving yourself positive affirmations, continuously, mm-hmm. you know, appreciating, practicing this extreme self-care, letting go of control.
And really staying in the most positive way. If you're in a negative situation, walk away from it. Unless there's really something you need from that situation that's going to assist you down the line, which sometimes it does, walk away from it. There's so many people that just really walk into it. And I do think with the fifth dimension, you are walking away from the drama and all the intense energies of it that's negative. If there's somebody that's complaining about this or that, and I go, why are you creating that in your life then? And it just makes them stop and make them think. And, you know, we're here to empower those people so they can get out of the third dimension and join us in the fifth. And it's kind of interesting that the pressures of this big change of 2010 is really making us focus on the awareness and what we're really pulling in, and understanding that we need to be specific and very direct in what we are desiring, because instant manifestation is coming around real quick these days.
It really is.
And it's you ask for something, be darn sure you want it, because you'll get it one way or another.
That's right. And that's how powerful you are. And that's another thing I would remind everyone, is that you are powerful. And, you know, I have my moments where I'm out of the vortex or I'm negative. And, you know, that's what we call contrast. So it's not that, you know, we're supposed to be walking around all happy and positive all the time, or war's going to break out everywhere. It's not that at all. It's look at where you get your energy.
Mm-hmm.
We're all energy beings. And admit to yourself if you like getting it through drama. You know what I mean? Like, this is where people, you know, they talk a good talk, but they don't walk it.
Right.
And that's a very third dimensional pattern. You can't take that into the fifth dimension.
Doesn't fit.
No, you see? And so if you're
squeeze through the hole.
Exactly. You know, so if you're a drama queen or a drama king, you know, you got to look at what you're doing and where you're getting your energy. Do you like to stir trouble? Do you like to stir it? You know, where are you getting your energy? And because we're energy beings. We are energy beings. And we want to get our energy from healthy sources, you know, from like for me, working out, you know, and watching and reading programs that I enjoy that uplift me, you know,
right.
and being
and
a
music as well.
Music, you know, is really look at where you're getting your energy, because, you know, if you're partaking of karmic situations and karmic relationships, that's going to drain you and drag you down. And like I said, this is going to be a requiring cycle. This isn't like easy, you know. And so you have to look at, okay, you know, I'm exhausting myself in this relationship, or I'm exhausting myself with my family. And that's where we want to practice the law of allowing and let everyone be where they are, because everybody's learning where they're learning.
Right.
And we're not here to fix, save, and rescue.
Not anymore. Thank God.
We're not here to change anybody. We're not here to change the folks that want war. We're not here to change the greedy ones.
Nope.
The best way we can save the planet is to live a good life.
Yes. And really walk your talk instead of just pretending to.
Yeah, like really look at, okay, you know, I love it when people say they're spiritual, but then they act in ways that are not spiritual. You know, so it's something that we have to look at ourselves, you know, and I don't mean it in a judgmental way, because, you know, I believe the negative things in our lives are there for the contrast, because
right.
When something happens, I look at it and I go, okay, that sucked. I don't want to go through that again. And it teaches you, you see?
Yes.
So it's not about, like, not making mistakes or screwing up or getting it wrong. That's all part of it.
Right.
You know, so it's not about being perfect, you know, because we all have our lessons.
Right.
We're all developing mastery. We're all developing self-mastery. And the only way we can develop self-mastery is to be initiated. And in our initiations, we get the same lessons we failed lifetime after lifetime. It's right in the chart.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So when someone is stuck on something, like they can't seem to be empowered in relationships, or they can't seem to be empowered with their money, or they can't seem to be empowered with their body, you know, like they're not happy about their physique, I guarantee you that is the same lesson they have struggled with for a very long time.
Yes.
That's why it's so hard, and that's why it's each person's specific lesson. And there's no way of healing any of that from judging yourself, condemning yourself, beating yourself up, calling yourself a loser, thinking you're unworthy, all those negatives. That does not empower a person. When I coach somebody, I always focus on where they're strong and then move that out through the rest of the chart, or move that out through the rest of their lives. See, if you focus on someone's strength, that'll spill over into the other areas.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. Because if somebody has a lot of squares or oppositions, those are the weak points, correct?
Not necessarily, because you would find, okay, here's the irony of it. It depends on the person, okay? Because, so say two people, say you and I were both born with squares and oppositions.
Okay.
Okay. And I go around complaining and whining and life's so hard and I'm a victim. You know, it's like you just don't understand how hard my life is and everything is just such a struggle. Okay, and you're over there going, you know, I have been through this, this, and this, but you know what? I use it. So what I do is I eliminate the people that bring me down and pull me down,
mm-hmm.
and I focus over here. I focus on my shows. I focus on my websites. I focus on what I can do.
Yep.
See the difference?
Yes.
So the reason you're coming from a place where you're coming from a place of empowerment is because you don't play the victim, and you're using that very same challenging astrology to transcend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that in 2010. We can do that with these aspects. We don't have to feel bad because it's going to suck and people are going to flip out on us. Let me tell you something. I'm seeing people going comatose because one minute they've been fired, they go home, they find out their husband's cheating on them, and they're like, wah! You know, can you believe they fired me? And can you believe he's cheating on me? Blah, 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 blah. You know,
yeah.
I love that. I love when clients are all fired up and ready to go and just rah, you know. I don't have any problem with that. I can totally work with that. But then they go from that to comatose. And that is going to be a big one in 2010, where a lot of people are just, they just check out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a bad place. It's not a negative place. It's a place of change for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into shock and they stay there month after month and they're not accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that, we're going to see a lot of that in 2010, where we're going to see a lot of the walking dead walking around, where a lot of folks, you'll be talking to them and you'll be like, hello, hello, you know, the lights are on, but you're not home. And so we're going to see a lot of that because they're in shock, because our paradigms or belief systems are being blown to shreds. So one person is going to be like, yippee skippy, I'm free. Now I can recreate myself and do what my soul intended me to do, the whole reason I was born. Another person's going to be, but I thought the government was going to take care of me. I thought my company was going to take care of me. I thought the
right.
stock market was going to take care of me. I thought my church was going to take care of me. And so instead of being empowered by it, they shut down. And so it just depends on each person and how they're going to respond to the energy. But this energy is the same energy that can make you go comatose can empower you to start your own business, to prosper, to recreate your life, to advance, to do anything you want to do. It's all in how you use the energy and how you see it. If you see yourself as a victim or you see yourself as a villain, it's hard to be empowered and, you know, get the gusto up to do what you need to do to ride this energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you see yourself as someone who's tough, and says, you know, I've been knocked down before, I've been punched out before, and it hasn't stopped me yet, here I go again, you know,
mm-hmm.
back in the ring again, then you're going to thrive. You're going to do really well.
So something else that we talked about thriving and something that a lot of people have been asking me, my clients, is about relationships.
Mm.
And a lot of them have been, like, really working on themselves and taking care of business, and now they're saying, you know, it would be bad to have companionship. Is there anything, any hope for these people? I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people that right around the corner they're going to meet someone, and it's going to be very powerful and very different than what they've had before because they have done all that work.
Exactly. Because really, you know, what I'm hearing you say is that your folks, what they've been doing, and fantastic for them, kudos for them, okay, because they're moving out of third-dimensional karma, and they're cleaning it up, and they're finishing it up, and that's why they can't be in a relationship. Because if you're trying to advance and bring someone along with you, you can't do it, and it doesn't work. But by taking a time out in our very codependent society,
mm-hmm.
you know, the people don't want to wait 5 minutes. You know, immediately they're online with harmony.com, you know, because they can't be alone. Well, hello, that's not love. And so, yes, because we are moving into the age of twin flames and soulmates, and that's your higher love. And so for those folks that have been doing the work, have been completing their third-dimensional karmic relationship karma, they are going to be in a position where they're going to be brought together with someone who's really worth waiting for and someone who really partners with you. You see, it's time to be done with the baloney, okay, the superficial relating, superficial
right.
sex. Oh, this whole sexual revolution that came out of the 60s, that was a joke, too. You know, I mean, that was just men brainwashing us to get free sex, you know, because all it brought us was STDs, AIDS, mm-hmm. abortion, divorce. I mean, it just, whatever. But you know, sometimes I just, you know, just think about how, what were we thinking? You know, and, you know, it's, when you connect with someone on a powerful level, on a spiritual level, the last thing you want to do is jump in the sack with the person.
Right.
Okay? You want to wait. You want to get to know this person. You want to make them work for you. You want to make them respect you and honor you, court you, and see you as a partner, you know, not someone that they conquer and then on to the next one, you see? And so we are moving to this period of twin flames and soulmates, and those are the higher relationships, and those are the relationships that are spiritual and physical, and the partner. And so it's going to put people together that, you know, have been waiting to come together for a very long time.
Now, I read your wonderful book, Is He My Soulmate? And in there, don't you say that there are some soulmates that are strictly for lessons? Or am I misreading you?
Well, you know, is there always going to be lessons? You know,
even if
you're with your twin flame or soulmate, because think about it. When you're with someone who matches your soul and it becomes multidimensional, it is no longer third dimensional where I'm with him for money, I'm with him for security, I'm with him for sex. Okay? That's all you see in the world today. True love is a scarcity on this planet. But what if you actually get with someone where it's true love, where it's really big, you see, and it stirs you up on the inside where all of your chakras are spinning. All of your chakras are off the map, not only the sexual chakras, but your crown chakra and your heart chakra. It's like your heart's been open for the first time in, you know, 3 million years, you see. That is going to be requiring, you see? That's going to be like, whoa, I can't walk away from this. Whoa, I can't take this lightly. This person rocks my world.
Now, my question is to you then, has there been people who have met their twin flames but decided there's still a lot of lessons to learn, so they go their separate ways, and now they're coming back for the real deal?
Absolutely. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, the greatest love story ever told is the one between you and your twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other greater love story than you and your twin flame. This is why these Twilight movies and these books are so popular right now, because that is a twin flame story. They're both from completely different worlds, and they're both obsessed with each other. And if you notice, it's not sexual right away. It's much bigger than that.
Yes.
And that's what real love is. That's what a twin flame is. That's what a soulmate is. Is we connect from a soul level. And then the sex enters in. And kapow. You see? And so it depends on each situation, because every situation is unique. And not all twin flames are ready. You see? Sometimes twin flames have done some not so nice things to each other in past lives, and one hasn't forgiven the other. One's still mad at the other, you know, for cheating on him in the third century. And he's still carrying it. There is no time and space.
That's true.
The illusion. See, that's another thing that's collapsing now, especially when this Jupiter and Uranus conjunction comes together and Neptune goes into Pisces. Time is totally collapsing. So your past lives and your future lives run simultaneously right now.
Right.
All of our past lives and our future lives are running together right now. So whatever happened in the past lives between our twin flames, when they're with us here and now on our multidimensional levels, they hold the records. And depending on your and if you notice in my book, all I talk about is developing self-mastery.
Yes.
Because the last thing you want to do is get in front of your twin flame and say, I hate you because you betrayed me in, you know, 1861. You know what I'm saying? The guy standing in front of you, what? You know? And it's like, hey, I'm seeing it clear right now, and so I don't want to do this with you. I haven't forgiven you. Get out. You see? And so we have to develop greater self-mastery to be with a big love like that. Because when it's a karmic relationship, it's nothing. You know what I mean? Or somebody you're not, you don't have a big connection to, because you can come in and, you cheated, I'm not open my heart anyway, let's just hang out, I'm bored, blah, 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 goodbye. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter, you see? But when it's someone that has had, you know, that kind of soul connection to you, mm-hmm. It can be, you know, very painful. And so, you know, that's why the best thing we can do for our twin flames is to develop greater self-mastery, so that when we unite with them physically, none of our crap is getting in the way.
Okay. With that, give a definition of self-mastery so everybody understands what you're saying by self-mastery.
Okay. So self-mastery, this is my life's work, is teaching self-mastery to others. To become an ascended master, you have to become an unascended master. You have to develop self-mastery over yourself. So having self-mastery means having control over your emotions, having control over what you do. So, you know, being able to control your sexuality so that you're not just out there having, you know, you're not a sex addict. You're not getting your emotional needs met through sex. You see, developing greater self-mastery in areas of diet, so that you're not just, blowing up or, you know, whatever, you know, developing self-mastery in every area of our lives, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. And that's how you become a master, is developing self-mastery. So that, remember now, we have to be initiated to become a master. So when Source brings together two souls that are very connected and it's multidimensional, that's going to bring up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And it's going to be more requiring of you. So your buttons are going to really get pushed. Sometimes it's going to feel really good, and sometimes it's going to not. What are you going to do about that? You see? Someone with a lot of self-mastery, they're going to respond with compassion. They're going to respond with wisdom. They're going to respond in healthy ways rather than just acting out in negative ways, stirring the drama, being addicted to drama. That's not self-mastery. Being addicted to gossip. You know, any of our, we got to look at, you know, what our addictions are. And in coaching, you know, one of the things I was taught many years ago is you don't break habits. There's no such thing as, well, I'll break my smoking habit. Humans don't break anything. We shift and evolve.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with being, you know, obsessed or compulsive, as long as it's good in good ways. You know, like I use it to write all the time. I use it to go to the gym. You know, so I'm not going to deny that I have my own obsessions and compulsiveness. But I channel it in ways that work for me. And so it's not about you being this perfect human being and, you know, walking on the water and turning the water into wine. If you can, fabulous. You might be able to come in here with this Jupiter-Neptune, Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. It's about using your own weaknesses as your strengths, or using your own patterns and behaviors that may have gotten you into hot water before, but now are working for you. So instead of smoking, you're breathing. Instead of smoking cigarettes, you're working out more. You see? So
yes.
You work with it. Isn't that, we replace things. We shift and evolve out of things. We don't break things. Humans don't give up anything unless they've got something better to go to.
Now, with that in mind, you have top 10 strategy, success strategy for thriving in the transitional times.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we only have a few minutes, and I want to make sure we talk about that as well. Since
this hour just flew.
Yeah.
The top 10 success strategies. Yeah, and they can go to my website and, you know, at kellyrosano.com. and it's right there on the left, or they can click on products and it's right there. I've created a program to empower people during this transitional time for all of us, during this, you know, incredibly intense time. But again, if we use the energy correctly, we can thrive, we can grow, we can prosper, we can be with our twin flames and soulmates. You know, so it's not about being something we're not. It's about embracing what we are. And so I created this audio and book program, workbook program. It's a workshop for folks to empower them and give them tools to, you know, really help them through this transitional time that we're experiencing.
So to summarize real quick, 2010 is going to be a time of really finalizing and getting rid of and really getting the initiation to the fifth dimension, or what is the best way to summarize what 2010 may be all about?
2010 is going to be a transitional time for all of us. We are transitioning from third dimension to fifth dimension. Fourth dimension closes out in 2012. By December of 2012, we will be in fourth dimension. From there, we'll go to fifth dimension. Okay? And so, but you can already be in fifth dimension just by loving yourself, practicing peace, practicing mm-hmm. self-love, forgiving yourself, whatever, you know, you need to do to make yourself feel better and feel whole. Avoid gossip, avoid drama. Focus on what you can do. Focus on what's positive in your life, okay? 2010 is going to be a transitional year, and we want to be open and flexible. She who is most flexible wins. So it's about being flexible, okay? Because we have no control over what happens in the economy. We have no control over who wants war. We have no control over what others are choosing to do. Our power lies in taking care of us. So if we're not attached to outcome, and we're not control freaks, and we're not, like, set in our ways, like, it's going to look like this, or my life's going to be like this, then the universe can mold and shape us and take us to a better place than even we imagined. But it's about being open and being flexible. Because, you know, for people that want it the old way or want to stay in the same town or want to do it the same way, you know, they may find it rough because, you know, that may not be what the universe wants for you. And so you really want to be open to your soul intentions and aligning with who you really are, what you really are, what your core values really are, what your soul's intentions are for you. And by aligning with that, you're moving with the energy, and you're allowing Creator to take you where you need to be. And you're not resisting. Resistance is futile. So, you know, and resistance comes up. It's fear is resistance. Fear is resistance. Hatred, that's resistance. Anti-anything is resistance.
Let's not forget the ego is pretty resistant at times as well.
Exactly, you know, and so the little ego and the big ego, you know, the little ego is very resistant. The little ego, you know, wants to stay in control, and, you know, and the big ego is, you know, more open and flexible and willing to change. The more willing we are to change, the easier this will be. If you're willing to change, it will be much easier for you to reinvent yourself. Because that's what we're all having to do. We all have to hit the reset button on our lives and reinvent self. And that may take all kinds of shapes and forms. You know, so you may think, oh, I've been doing this so long, so I should be doing this for the next 10 years. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe there's something else you're supposed to be doing.
The flexibility is, I think, huge. And understanding that being in integrity with yourself is paramount. Really being true to yourself, first and foremost, is one way of really helping you through these transitional times. At least for me, I found the more I'm really in alignment and integrity with myself, things flow. if things aren't flowing, that somewhere I'm not listening to myself. And I always check in myself, okay, this is happening. Okay, how did I create this? What's the block? Let's see if we can't figure it out so we can move forward. So, but it is definitely a very interesting time, and I do thank you very much, Kelly Rosano. And please check out her website. She's got tons of information and a lot of good programs and a lot of good. You have a class that's coming up on dealing with the financial.
That was last year.
That was last year. Okay. So a lot of information still on there. Check it out. I'm Jennifer Hellman, and my website is angelsintuition.com. If you want to contact me, that's a great place to do it. And with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Happy New Year's, many blessings, and good night.